Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and let's talk a little bit about knowledge. Knowledge is one of those interesting things. Knowledge is power. You get knowledge, you know more than other people, and sometimes you want to hold that over them, that you know something that they don't know. You can make better choices than they can, and so sometimes knowledge can lead to pride. Sometimes knowledge can lead to poor treatment of others because that pride causes us to think we're better than them, or that we have a stronger relationship with God than they do. But at the same time, we can't write knowledge off. You know, one of the things that it seems like our God does, and I just think this is awesome, is God gives us situations where we want to choose one side or the other, and yet the right course and the right decision actually isn't one side or the other. The right course is in the middle, somewhere in the middle of those two courses, that on each side are the extremes. And yet our God wants us to see that, no, actually, neither of those extremes are right. So for example, let's think about knowledge. Is it good to simply get a bunch of head knowledge, to become academic, and not apply anything? Obviously, that's terrible. That's not what we're supposed to do. What's the point of the knowledge if we can't apply it, if it simply gives us pride? And yet, on the other hand, we can't spurn knowledge and say, oh, knowledge is bad, and we shouldn't want knowledge. It's interesting that our God doesn't seem to let us go to the extreme here. Well, in fact, he lets us, but he doesn't want us to. Just listen to this. This is Jeremiah chapter 9. Perhaps you've heard these verses before. They're verses that we fairly regularly quote. But let's think about it in terms of knowledge. It says here in Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23, listen for those extremes and listen for the middle road. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, let not the mighty man boast in his might, let not the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Now, think about that. If you were to just read verse 23, you would say, oh, well, see, there you go. Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom. See, it's not about knowledge. We don't need any knowledge. But God goes on to say, instead, boast in the fact that you understand and know me. See, he takes this from being just a head knowledge to being a knowledge of who God really is and how he acts, because that's the whole point. Knowledge is essential, and that is why Proverbs goes through over and over and says, get knowledge, get understanding, because without those things, how can we possibly make good decisions? If you don't know the way that God thinks, how can you act like God? We're going to just make decisions and base them on our own feelings or our own perception of God, and yet, what if that perception is wrong? And so what God is saying is, he says, forget all that other knowledge, the knowledge that people in the world think is wise, forget all of that stuff, and instead, focus on my knowledge. Focus on what it means to understand who I am. That's why we read scripture. That's why we try to understand it. I think sometimes we get this mistaken idea of what it means to be academic when it comes to Scripture. We tend to think that academic is the same as Bible study, and yet it's totally not. Academic means that you study something without any intention of applying it. That is the definition of academic. But when we study Scripture, we study it, yes, for knowledge, because the knowledge we are looking for isn't just what's in this chapter, why is it here, what did the original author mean? Yes, we look for those things. But we ask those questions because by finding answers to them, then we understand how God thinks. And when we better understand how God thinks, then we can better act like Him. So, this week, let's challenge ourselves to know God. Let's challenge ourselves to spend time reading. Spend time thinking about Him. Not just because that's what we should do, but because we want to know and understand Him. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.